Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the reign of King Charles III. The morning of... We serve at the behest of our king.
Yes, thank you, Marshall.
We're here at the Finsbury Park Run. A bit of pavement trauma going on at the moment.
That's good.
Yeah, they really want people off the pavement.
I think if they really want people here to stay on the road instead of on the pavement, they should say road instead of carriageway.
Yeah, no, you're right. Because maybe it's that royal, maybe it's a royal thing.
On the other hand,
we expect some kind of parade.
he's going to be there all day. So it's Saturday morning. Yeah. We're at Finsbury Park Parkrun.
Yeah.
Our friend Jules Doyle is here somewhere.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
he'll be running
faster. We had a chat with him before. He's going to be running way faster because this is his marathon, isn't it? He had a marathon cancelled.
That's right. Oh, it's about to start.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're going to poodle along.
We've used recording for you as an excuse to do a hungover run, not a pace. And I was talking to Jules beforehand, and I was saying, the thing is, I love a parkrun with a hill in it. And then I just told him in a couple of minutes later about this parkrun.
Oh, it's really...
I've only done it once. He said, you've only done it once.
Yeah. It's a nasty old hill, though.
Yeah. So you don't really like it.
But it's a wonderful, sunny morning here.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely
I just had a look across. There's a grate from the top of the hill here. You can see into the city. I'll try and get a picture in a bit. I think it's raining over there.
Wow.
Might even come across. Wow. Certainly misty on the skyscrapers of London.
There was a bit of Kazi trauma when they were going to open the toilets bang on 9 o'clock. And then they opened it with 10 minutes to go, which is great.
So if I can have quiet, please, for the pre-run briefing.
Oh, God.
If you are intending to park run, you should not
spare
be stood
us.
On the pavement. You should be in the carriageway. There's plenty of space for you. Cool. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Finsbury Park Run.
It's been better a PA than some people's park runs.
Lots of different emotions, feelings, thoughts going on. We had a chat as a core team, and our decision today has been to park run as usual. If you'd like to come and have a chat with me about why that is afterwards, please do. 3, 2, 1, park run!
Woohoo!
And here they come.
Do you remember the last time we were here? You went off so fast.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's very hard not to, isn't it?
It's a lovely start.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So, yeah, we start on... It's so fun to come here for, like, the second time ever because we're so used to running here. Such a familiar spot.
Yes, it is, yeah.
And it's a great place to start a parkrun because you've got this whole big, wide road. It's like the beginning of a city marathon.
And it's just gently downhill
as well.
And it's
downhill, exactly.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is me last week in the big half just going... I don't know how fast I was going. Yeah. But to demonstrate.
5:58.
Let's see how fast.
5:52.
I just see it. It's coming like this.
Yeah.
Can't do it. There's people in the way.
Just legging it. Yeah. It's pretty. There's a lot of people here actually.
Yeah.
This morning.
Well, we were saying it's funny because they've got. It's very nice to go to a parkrun that's got a PA, although it's not quite as big as the PAs you sometimes see.
Yeah.
Set up here on our left for the wireless festival or whatever. It's nice to be doing another non. Full pace parkrun.
Yes. Yeah.
As I near my 100,
I've got
to stick a couple
just pace
in.
It through. Yeah.
Where I don't run flat out. This will be 91.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's good.
I'm getting there.
And, yeah, it is the first part run of the King Charles III era.
Isn't
and,
it?
And we've had a couple of things have been cancelled, haven't we, this weekend?
Yes. Well, it's a very strange time. We are a nation in mourning, whatever that means on the ground in 2022.
I don't quite know whether we are.
Well, technically we are.
Yeah, but in terms of, like, obviously the die thing just progressed during the week to some sort of national nervous breakdown kind of thing. But
yes.
Because this is so different, it feels a bit more celebratory of a long life, well-lived
well,
kind
exactly.
of thing.
Well, exactly. When somebody superannuated dies in comfort, even when they're deeply beloved, it's not like you don't grieve them.
Yeah.
But it could be worse.
Yeah, of course. Right? Of course, yeah. But that's the impression I get in terms of, like, I don't think it's going to build to hysteria till the day of the funeral.
No.
I think
well, that's the thing.
I think a lot of people just want to kind of keep going within reason, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I think that it's when it comes down to it, the funny thing is we live in an era with absolutely comprehensive media.
Yes.
But on the other hand, this really is a genuinely quite nuanced situation.
Yes.
I think most people simultaneously don't know that they haven't got a direct relationship,
yeah,
but do feel a little bit shook.
Yeah, they want it. Yeah, they, that's a good expression. They feel a bit shook up.
It's absolutely yeah. immense. This is yeah. someone who had been leading the country for a generation
for all our lives,
when we were born.
Yes,
you know, it's like if they said, by the way, from Thursday, Permium doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's a recalibration, isn't it?
And but on the other hand, the way that, like, the news and stuff want to express that, they talk about it like it's a tragedy. That's the wrong word.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
you say, because there's no...
It's an inevitable...
There's no shock or trauma here.
Yeah. Although it happened quickly, didn't it, that afternoon? And
yeah,
I remember
yeah.
thinking about half 4, I was thinking, she's obviously not here anymore.
Yeah.
The way they're talking about it.
Yeah, yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And then there's some rumours coming in through my kids, like, text, you're saying, my mate works in a coffin warehouse. Says I've already got the coffee for him. Do you know? Just completely inappropriate guy.
Good old the
well,
internet.
I know one of the Bonham Carters, and they say she's really, you know, it's sort of like the way information is sort of, and fake news gathers. My mate works in a coffin warehouse. I mean, come on, fellas. In London, you yeah. know.
I think that's, yeah, it's brilliant. Robert. So look at this little paw. There's a guy up on our right doing the popcorn with the pushchair.
Yeah.
There's a little baby hand just sticking at the side. You can just picture that pub just going,
do you know
yes,
what?
Stay to the right.
It's quite, it's quite nice to see someone pushing a kid's buggy who's not, like, doing, like, sub-6-minute miles. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because normally they're just really wrecking it, aren't they?
No, it feels like the balance between a sort of nice bit of exercise and taking the baby out rather than
yeah.
controlling the baby. Thank you, Marshall.
Cheers, brother.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, little tangent. If the other thing with that is the Bonham Carter thing, the North London connections.
Yeah.
My daughter at her new school, she went out with some friends for a coffee.
Right.
And one of them saying, God, my friend's babysitting tonight. The street is so posh. There's this big house there. And it's where, like, Sigmund Freud's grandchildren, great-grandchildren live.
Oh, all right,
and
yeah.
then this other girl come and said, wait, is that on so-and-so Avenue? So, yeah, that's my house. No, well, it's where Sigmund Freud's grandchildren live.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Wow. That's nice. Well, I went to a wedding yesterday.
I don't know, listeners, you might be able to hear a
which
certain
is why I'm
brilliant croak in Paul's voice.
Yeah.
It's like the old days to hear that.
And it was
voice on a second one.
And it was
oh, he's got the Einstein connection.
Yes, yeah.
Brilliant.
It was very sort of liberal left wing kind of media. For want of a better word, elite kind of scenario.
Yeah.
People working at the Beeb on the afternoon, etc.
Yep.
No one really. I didn't get the impression I was in a place where there was a lot of mourning going on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was like people are just getting on, aren't they? Like,
yeah.
Getting along with it, but also juggling. Can we get a few days paid off work kind of scenario? Do you know what I mean? That was a heavily Googled search item.
Yeah. I think we're actually in quite, thank you, quite a good, quite an unusual industry in that we don't want to lose work because we don't get paid. Well, I suppose that's also true of other industries, actually.
Yes.
Some people working for big organisations at the lower end of the big organisations say, out of respect, we're going to do this. And people go, great, I've got to take a week of work for no money. But it is,
I'm slightly concerned we're going to get lapped. Actually, right.
Do you want to step up?
No, I don't know. No, I think we'll be all right.
Okay,
I mean, it's quite...
Come on, hang in. You can keep
quite
you
hard to get lapped on a two-lapper.
It can happen. Your boy, Speedy Boy, comes here, doesn't he?
So,
I was just going to say, I was going to draw a slightly highfalutin analogy. You know when you do this big marathon or something, you think simultaneously you're part of a huge group and you're very much entirely on your own.
Yeah.
Like a fish in a shoal of fish. I think that's where this national, whatever people are feeling about the Queen.
Yeah.
I think that's the shape of it, basically. If you work for the BBC, then, or indeed the police or the Bank of England, then your life has changed completely.
Yes,
but
on
the ground in a kind of work way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on an individual level, some people, particularly, you know, just people having emotions they weren't expecting to have, but generally like things like people realising that life has changed in a subtle way, or being reminded of people that
you
who've died, and stuff like this. And it's a very individual and
it's
quite hard to quantify experience.
Well,
and in between the sort of medium mass is the crowd at a football match, for example.
Yeah.
There is no metric for what that group would feel.
Where did you find out? Because I found out on Beaconsfield Services on my way to a gigs appointment, McIntyre in Oxford.
Yeah.
Which was cancelled.
Right.
Like 40 minutes before the gig, they said it's not happening.
Yeah.
And it's...
I was down
some gigs went ahead, didn't they, that night?
Yeah, Cambridge's, but then Scotland's a different thing.
Right.
And the Mercury, I think, I'm only getting this from Self Esteem's Instagram.
Yeah.
I think the Mercury Prize show at the Apollo started and then stopped.
Right.
I know that the prom did.
Yeah.
They played... The band that was going to be playing whatever they were going to be playing.
Because it was...
Played, God Save the Queen and Nimrod, and then everyone went home.
Because it was shocking on that night, wasn't it? I wanted to be home with my family, sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting really drunk.
So we're 48 hours into a bender.
Yeah.
He says, as we go into for the first time...
Yeah, we're going to...
Into the Finsey Park Hill. Describe it, Paul.
It's a...
Give us running commentary all the way up.
It's a long, slow, gradual... It's a gradual one, isn't it? It takes it out of you.
Yeah.
Certainly, yeah. It stops this being like a super quick parkrun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because it would be without it.
And I was saying to Jules beforehand, I do think these days that a bit of a gradient in a run, the thing about it is it reminds you you're running.
Yeah. It gives it an honesty, doesn't it?
Yeah, it gives you that push.
Yeah.
I was saying about that... I was very unfamiliar with what it was like to run a half marathon last weekend.
Yeah.
But the last good half marathon I ran, and I was pretty fit. I think it must have been in February, because I think it's before I had COVID.
Yeah.
Was that one near Loughborough.
All right.
It was an aerodrome. No, old motor racing track. And it was quite a lot of gentle hills. And I was just saying how when you're running quite hard, you get a little downhill. It all feels good
riding
the downhill.
Feels really good.
And then you get a little uphill, and you think, lean into it, dig in, you're running uphill. And then you repeat that throughout.
Yeah.
And then in the end you think, oh, wait a minute, I'm just running.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wait, we're doing a little zigzag bit around the back of it. And yeah, so there's no sugarcoating it. I ended up drinking from about 2 p.m. till half 12.
On Thursday?
Yesterday. Well, no, Thursday. Thursday was me sinking loads of red wine, watching older episodes of The Crown.
Yes.
Friday was...
Which I think was a pretty valid response.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of silly, but like I say, people didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I think you were up quite on brand then.
Yeah. On brand, but then hungover to start Friday and then held on till dinner.
Yeah.
It was a really long day because the ceremony started at 11 and it finished at half 12 that night.
Yeah. I really feel for you.
It was a marathon in itself.
Oh, tough times.
Yeah.
Basically, it took about as long as it took me to run the Race of the Stones.
Yeah. The same intensity, but I think I almost paced it as well as you did, to be honest.
Nicely done.
Yeah, but it was. It's left me a little bit bedraggled. But I did sleep. I got 6 hours sleep, so.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Woohoo!
That's good.
There you go, Mr. Luxury.
And how about you? Last night, what were you up to?
Well, I had a... I'd already cancelled my gig from last night because I couldn't get there because of the trains.
Right.
So we'd had a surprise Friday night off.
Oh, okay.
And I took my wife to the pub. But only for a drink.
We're going to the pub.
Only for a little drink before dinner because...
Right.
Our son Thank was you. Home. He went home and had a nice dinner and watched. We've been watching... The Sting on Netflix.
What film. Is that? Well, all right, okay.
Paul Newman and Robert Redford.
Yeah.
Great film.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah.
I took my wife out for a drink, but I felt quite bad because we both stopped drinking September the 1st, and she's been so committed to her new intense job.
Right, thank you.
That she... hasn't wanted to have a drink. So basically, right. On this first Friday night,
you tempted
after a week
her from
of school,
the path of righteousness.
I was like, yeah, but just have a glass of wine.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Hey, a minute.
Thank you.
Should have got a photo.
Yeah.
It's not sunny anymore, is it?
No. But this is the bit, the last time I raced this one was when I realised how tired I was.
Yeah.
It's like really smashed it the first lap. Then you got another one the hill the second time.
Yeah.
But we're just pooling through this at 8:40 pace. This is the pace that we did the London Marathon record.
Right.
It's sort of just a comfy kind of... It's a bit quicker than what we normally do.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel that way, really.
No.
It's you're just basically riding off the people around us to get a little bit of event pace.
Yeah.
And for a parkrun, it's wonderful. This is the kind of pace I ran Hampstead last week as well.
All right, okay. Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Yeah, so a lot of comics have been losing gigs. It tends to cluster around consensus, doesn't it? Once people start cancelling stuff, people think, oh, everyone's cancelling. There's a bit of that going on
Social
as well.
Social proof.
There's a bit of that.
Yeah. Oh, there's a leak came down there. I should have got that.
I'm hoping...
The other thing is, of course, comedy. You know, a lot of... Absolutely in both directions. Twitter, isn't it? It's a bin fire.
Oh, yeah.
And people just going... What are you saying? Brutal things. And they're going, what? And other people saying, you can't say anything. You mustn't say... It's like they're going to, you know, just...
Yes, just let it go.
Both ends just relax about
it. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And but I felt, you know... Okay, full disclosure. Years ago... I used to have a joke about this very event.
Yeah.
And a few guys, a very specific demographic, started getting in touch. You know, from Thursday lunchtime, going, hey, Rob.
Right, okay.
Well, I'm not affiliated.
What are you waiting for?
Myself. I was thinking about it, and I had a very simple thought. So I said, I feel complicated, I feel like a hypocrite, whatever. It's that when you're a bit older, a lot of people who are younger than us, good people.
Yeah.
Haven't really worked out about respecting death and strangers.
Yes, yeah.
And it's over time.
Yeah.
You just come to tune into
it's
that.
It's something that you just instinctively do.
I just remember being really tired in an airport once and seeing this guy. And he wasn't very cool. And he was sorting out his clothes before we got on a flight and everyone was tired.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I thought, oh, look at this guy. So I slagged him off in my head.
Right.
And then I thought to myself, he's just a guy. Yeah. That guy's going to get a plane. He's a nice man. He's got disagree with him sartorially.
Yeah.
He's another human.
Yes, yes.
Show him some respect.
He's just a guy standing in front of another guy.
Yeah.
Asking for him to not give him grief about
and
his clothes.
I honestly don't think...
Yeah.
Give myself a hard time thinking mean-spiritedly about strangers ever since. And of course, when you lose the odd person in your own life, or even a celebrity that matters to you, you start to realise what death means.
Yes.
And I think that affects,
just respect it, really.
When people are doing jokes and things online, I think a lot of times my first reference would be, how old are they?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying kids, I'm talking just people younger than us. And it's comedians, of course, who
that sort
live
of
and work in a say anything.
It's that rush to. I feel like, when Jackson dies, or anyone really, it's the rush for the hot take.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone's dead, and this could go viral if I get it right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just a bit of a weird culture, isn't it?
Yeah, but the other side of that coin was how lazily this is dangerous. I was a little boy pushing his own empty pushchair into the carriageway.
Yeah.
Coming into the carriageway.
Bit of a hazard.
Carriageway. We just started a band called Carriageway.
Yeah,
some people were just kind of limping in. You just think, oh, take a breath.
Yeah.
Like, half-assed. Not really a joke, really.
Yeah.
It's like, just don't tweet.
You don't have to say anything,
just talking about the profile of the course, we're about a third of the way into lap two, and it's a bit of
a gradual build.
It's mildly confrontational, isn't it, Lindsay Park Parkrun?
Yeah.
You come down that lovely hill, gets you going, and then
overcooks you.
Yes, a little.
Yeah.
It rolls you off like, there you go.
Yeah.
And then you come around a cup here, and you might not even perceive this as a hill.
It's straight, it's
flat, it's a slight uphill, and it really, if he went off at PB pace, even in the first lap, you get here and think, oh, what's happening in my lungs?
It starts to take it out of you.
And then, but like you were saying, if you're ready for it, you kind of got the opposite. You don't realise how much this slight gradient is costing. And then...
Thank you.
Thanks again. Keep on the left side. Something now. We're going to let it go. He's wearing signs saying keep on the left
side. So have you had a good week of running and mileage and... building and thinking and living and learning?
Well, I've had a good week of running and a bad week of living.
Right, all right.
It's very difficult for me. This is a massive first world problem. But I found it really hard. My whole family being out all day.
Yes.
Just trying to be disciplined with myself.
I've had this for years, mate.
For better or worse, I've got, I had a writing job on this week.
Right.
I just spent all week not doing it and did it in the end.
Right.
I was like, that's the shape of my week.
But I did sort of procrastinating and doing other stuff.
Yeah, like just like I was 13 and it was homework,
What you need is a dog. And then the dog tells you what to do. You go for a walk.
All right, son of
then
Sam.
Then you eat. Yeah. And then you have a sleep. Then you have a kit with a dog. Then it's time for some more food. Yeah, I found it difficult for years being on my own during the week.
Oh, I need shape, I need discipline. It's interesting what you're saying about the dog, because it's I give myself a hard time because I'm so happy, and this is also a post-lockdown thing. I love being the housekeeper.
Yes.
At the beginning of the week, the house needed to clean. No, actually, that was the week before. Cleaned the whole house.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I loved it. Loved doing it.
High five this one.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey-o. High five.
Hey, look, that's one of your guys.
Eastside dropout. Yeah, it's a very enthusiastic marshals here.
Yeah.
It's nice, yeah.
I think generally that's a lovely thing, but I think because hungover man, you have to be honest, I think you're kind of resenting it.
No.
Yeah, keep out of my face. I just enjoy.
I'm just no good at the preamble. The pre-race stuff. But she did it fine. Although she did announce it as a pre-race beefing, didn't she?
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Yeah, around the house during the day, it's sort of, it's the structure, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's absolutely why it's so hard to be hungover.
And I love doing the housekeeping, so I could fill my week with shopping,
yeah,
planning meals, cleaning. No one's earning any money when that happens.
No.
So that's no good.
No, it isn't, but it feels good, doesn't it? But it's not.
And the other thing I could do is fill my day with eating.
Yes.
I was doing lunches for everyone some days this week. And then I think, do lunch for yourself.
Yeah.
Rather than just opening the door to the fridge and the cupboard and just going in.
So is this the first time you felt that?
Well, I know.
Being on your own a bit during the day, sort of thing. Oh.
No, I'm well aware of it.
Right.
It's just realising that it is back 100% of the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? That how I felt on Tuesday is, if I'm not careful, how I'll feel every Tuesday.
Yeah.
For the foreseeable future.
Interesting.
So, yeah. I've done some lovely running, though. And again, I don't want to feel too guilty about getting the running in. And it's nice that, to a certain extent, running is work. You know, we got our running the other day.
Yeah.
I sorted out my music podcast. But also, just getting back to running feels good.
Of course.
I went out and did about 10 on Thursday, kind of improvising a route. Went and did my hill reps in Springfield Park. Didn't plan to, just thought, did the hill. And then when I was doing the fifth time up, I forgot I was doing it.
Okay.
I was on the hills. Just feeling strong.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And letting the dust settle from my blast of power and ill judgment last Sunday, you know, and look and seek it and see
just smooth it off a little bit.
Strength underneath it.
Yeah.
Into the climb for the second time.
Thank you.
And this is interesting because from here, I don't know, but you've got to assume as you go into the second steep climb that you're what, 80% of the way into the run.
Oh, yeah, at least, yeah.
So it's time to think about exerting power to the finish.
You'd be foolish to
do it before the,
yeah,
before the top.
Oh, you
still
can glide off the top, that's the notion, isn't it?
It's interesting.
And then just vomit poster.
Having seen Paul before the run, that's quite a worrying offer.
Leaning in.
I just remember for
leaning
the first
into
time
the last hill.
How
looking good, looking
irritating
good
it is for everyone.
Leaning in.
To hear us talking.
Last hill. Over the top. Come on, fellas. Come on.
So much for walking the hills. Those days are gone.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel really behind sick us. That's everyone coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tom's looking strong. He looks strong. He doesn't look strong. So, it was almost disappointing when they opened the toilets. And a new thing here in Finsbury Park. Well, the toilets don't open till 9.
Yeah. And, bang on the start of the park run.
But yeah, from a park run point of view, it's like a kind of torture.
Yeah, absolutely. Luckily.
Particularly for
a
seasoned kid dropper off and hanging runner like Paul.
Luckily, I improvised with a can of empty baked beans and a letterbox. What?
So
we've got about 300 metres, I would say. 200, maybe even 200.
I think it's further than that.
You what, mate?
But it's time to speed up.
Right? Yeah.
Okay,
I can do that
a bit.
Oops, sorry.
That's okay.
There we go.
So, last time we were on the track here was for the old Golden Stag Mile.
Yes.
I don't want to do that again. Don't want to ever do it again.
Although I was a right mess that day as well.
Oh,
that
was
dentistry related.
Yeah. Are you having a nightmare? And also, we chose a group that would push us.
Yes.
Instead of a group that we would win.
Idiotic.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
That's a phrase, yeah.
Came off the carriage right there quite badly.
Sort of cutting through whilst chatting.
Irritating, aren't we?
Yeah. Profoundly. Profoundly
Tina Lake
irritating.
And the running track. Now we get to the turn left instead of right.
Yeah.
Oh no, we got to go through the Mackenzie Garden first.
Little zigzag. Thank you.
Thank you. That's the person who did the newbies briefing.
Yeah.
Also doing the tail walking last week. I had my barcode scanned by a guy who just finished the run. He was swimming more than me.
Oh, wow. All right, mate. Hey,
this is... we really must volunteer, Paul.
Yes.
We've got to do it.
Coming in for the finish now.
Past the playground.
Yeah.
So you can probably tell
nice
from our tone...
Downhill.
...that we've stepped out a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Over there's the bag where they keep the team where they keep the bags. Got a big dog poo next to me today. Watch out for that.
Good fun. Woo!
Very nice.
Yeah.
I really...
Good fun.
Just for a split second on the finish line there. Thank you.
Thank you.
I thought that you were going to overtake me.
No, no,
just
to rub it in. I'd never do that. No.
You could
have. I'd never do that.
I did have a bit of that on. I mean, there was obviously a lot of testosterone flying around when I did the half marathon last week.
Right.
And looking at the photos, I saw the guy next to me suffering quite a lot at the finish line.
Yeah.
But going hard, you know, trying to come to the end. And of course, I'd been half a mile before, I was walking.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I got to the finish line, this guy's kind of racing me to the finish, and I was like, oh, I'm not even that. And it's just kind of thundered off to the line. Disgraceful. Terrible running.
That's a nice little sharpener.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Nice little warm-up.
Yoosh. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.
Oh, sorry. See Jules anywhere? I wonder how he did.
Yeah.
We'll have to get him on mic and get the parkrun report from someone who ran it properly.
You properly, yeah. had a race with it. It is good fun overtaking people at the end, though, isn't it, whilst chatting?
Too soon. Me first. Thank you very much indeed. And then this bad boy. Thank you.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cheers, love. Thank you. Woo!
So... So we've got Jules Doyle is here somewhere. We'll try and find him.
Yes.
To him.
Yeah.
While we find him, I will say a little shout out to Steve Allen,
yes,
who came and did. He said, I've been waiting to do this for a long time, and he came and did a run that put together some of our most familiar places.
Some of our little runs.
I think
yeah.
he came through here and he Clissold Park and the Parkland Walk.
Yes.
But then, if we'd known you were coming, Steve, we'd have said, oh, watch out, because there's a few hazards underfoot on the Parkland Walk.
Yes. He's caught
one of those old cleats and gone down.
Has he really?
Yeah, he was bleeding enough that a stranger on the tube offered him a tissue. So
oh, bless.
Hope you're not aching too much, Steve.
We should have guided him, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's a pretty technically difficult run.
Yeah, I think people do want to run with us in a more formalised way, and they're really overestimating the congruence of our diaries and B, our organisational skills. But one day, that day will come.
It's nice to see someone this morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just have a look from that. So that was good fun. Yeah, that was nice.
Really good.
But was it frustrating for you just running steady? Isn't
no,
it?
Not at all.
You could have happily raced that. We did that in about, 26 minutes or something.
Oh, yeah, I suppose you did. Let me pause my thing. I don't know. We'll get the splits. Stop it and then we'll get the splits. And then we'll see how fast we were going. Because I ran 2 miles here, so I've done 5 and a bit.
Right.
And I did 10. Of course, my half marathon was this week. So it's been quite a good week for running for me. Let me see. I've done nearly 35 miles this week.
Right, nice.
And
nice.
Let's have a look
That'll
at
do it.
That park run. Our splits were, like you say, 8:45, 8:36.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is
it's not quite nice with it on a hilly course. It's
and
right.
I just again finding these different gears. That is training pace for me now. Like
yeah.
When I did my long run ahead of Brighton in the spring.
Yeah.
Again, it's weird for me now because I always have to place COVID into it.
Yeah.
Because my illness kind of dovetailed with my training early in the year and with the Brighton Marathon and the...
Did you watch the thing?
And the shingles, obviously.
Yeah.
And the blooming... Hello, dog. Hey, mate. Although all my stuff's over here.
Oh, all right. Okay, should we do that and then go to the calf?
I'll get the stuff so we don't go back
okay,
and forwards.
Yeah, let's do it, yeah.
Give me a moment. Yeah, I'm worried about all these bags because there was a huge dog poo by this tube and I can't put my bag
okay.
there. Oh, look, there's those skyscrapers.
Right. Yeah. It's a lovely morning, isn't it? It's beautiful, yeah. It's beautiful.
How was that for you?
Yeah, all right, not bad. I was trying to keep up with somebody who was faster than me and fell off at the end, but yeah.
What
that's
did
a
you
great
do?
Way to get paced, yeah, though, isn't it?
I did just under 21:35.
That's
very good.
That's great
nice.
For this course, man. Yeah, that's great. It's tough, isn't it? That hill adds a bit of something.
Died on the second hill,
yeah. That happens.
We were saying, for better or worse, the thing when you're on the ground is how close to the finish that hill is. You've basically got to be doing your final push just to the point when you want to give up completely.
Yeah. Well, I find that you get to the top of the hill and then you want to try and kick it and you've got
nothing left. Yeah.
And it's that kind of twisty, turny end. It's got a slightly nightmarish quality about it. Yeah.
Every time, because I always think it's the end.
Yeah, exactly.
The gardens. It is.
It is. It's like a dream, like a bad dream, that one.
Well, we found, because we were running sort of slow for us, we had quite a good turn of pace after the hill. It was only on the hill I realised we've recorded park runs a couple of times before. Just how irritating it is to have us come past you going, and then
two
on
old blokes
Tuesday,
chatting. So it's leathering it past so, chatting.
Yeah, I'd like to apologise to everyone.
At the mountain, I got overtaken by a bloke dressed as a pasty.
Yeah, that's
pasty. Yeah, I had that with a race to spaceman on my second one. Rick, was it?
Richard, yeah. Yeah,
yeah he called it. He absolutely called it. He was just saying, A, it's a sharpener.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, running after someone who's slightly faster than you, giving yourself a hard time for it, but that's the way to do it.
It is.
Here's a guy we know to say hello to.
Just key off.
Can't remember his name, Daniel.
Just key off someone and try and stay with them as long as you can.
Exactly, yeah.
He's like 56, 57, sort of part of quite a competitive Heathside mob, trying to stay with it. He's very fast over a short distance, actually, that fella.
Yeah. Like Gimli the Dwarf in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
We dwarves and no good for distance running. Very fast over short distances.
Fast.
Nobody tosses a dwarf. <It's>,
So we've had fun. I'm no longer
quite as hungover. You're like a live proof of what Richard was just saying. You came here.
It doesn't matter how bad you are. Yeah,
you're
broken.
I really didn't want to let
let you down, Rob.
Sorry to laugh.
Or our listeners.
All these important people. Thank you.
It's that sense of duty and forbearance that we remember now. Paul struggled after 12 hours drinking the previous day.
Did you see Theresa May being really funny in House of Commons yesterday?
No.
She was really good. Her
was
speech
really?
Was really good.
For her.
I mean, it was totally respectful. It was funny, like a speech at a funeral. Lots of people talking about all kinds of stuff. But hers was funny, and it was funny that from a stand-up comedy point of view.
Right.
They were quite simple, accessible laugh anecdotes.
Yeah.
But her timing was exemplary.
No, she's great.
It was really good.
She's having a good little...
Here he is. So before we stop recording, I'm going to sit really close to you so that your voice goes into my microphone.
How did you get? How did you get on?
Really good. I've finished 24th overall.
Nice.
Oh wow.
About 19:30.
Very that's good
great.
Indeed.
That's great. You know what I mean about that hill, innit? Takes about half a minute off you, but that's great. That's a good time.
Yeah, that's what you predicted, isn't it? What's your parkrun PB?
My parkrun PB is just over 19.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you pulled.
When I was young, I did a 5K in about 17. But that's.
When I was young, mate.
Well,
when
you
I was
were
young.
Just
let me tell you.
17,
let me tell you when I was
and
young.
And you did it in 17. And the whole thing was defined
when
by the number
we were
17.
Young. That's anyway, what they should sing before part run every
when we were young.
This is my third time of saying it, but I'll say it one last time. You didn't realise till quite late on how irritating it is to have us come past talking our rubbish.
Yeah.
Particularly
yeah.
if we're overtaking you.
Yeah. Because we had quite a strong finish.
Everyone on that hill going, quite reasonably going, we can make it. And us going, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Let's see the voices, doing the voices.
Watching finishers for a while, and there was a few people who'd saved a lot.
Oh, yeah, 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 they do. There's a lot of strong finishes.
I mean, people do that on the flat here. You've really got to think about it, haven't you? I noticed something when, because me and Jules, Paul was finding somewhere to relieve himself while me and Jules went to the briefing.
I was breaking into someone's garden.
you were searching, seeking out nearby skips. And I've got a little bit of a comedy about parkrun briefings, and that, with all respect to marshals and everything they do, absolutely fantastic, but whenever you go to a parkrun, you think, I must, particularly if you're doing tourism, go to one you haven't been to before, you get there and you go, I'll go to the briefing, I'll find out the course, and then the briefing person says, okay, so you start here, and then you go...
Yeah.
And then you come back round, and then there's a really important bit I'm going to tell you, which is every time they gesture to the other side of the park, they turn away.
Yeah,
you're done.
And then it's perfectly well marshaled anyway.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. No, yeah, the marshals.
It's a lesson
great.
In life to just turn up at the beginning and follow the other runners.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's
yeah, unless you're
going
to win it, you're fine.
You'd have to be brilliant to be that idiot to get it wrong. Just go the other way. Although, of course.
Or to be the guy who'd win if only he knew the right way. Just constantly sprinting off in the wrong direction.
Have you seen that video online of the marathon where Evan just goes
off? Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. It's in Iraq or something, is it? They all set off and get immediately lost.
Straight away.
How frustrating. Frustrating would that
it's
be?
It's one of the classic marathon beginnings, like that story I heard from someone, I think it was someone from Runner's World who went to Tokyo, and they got them in the, doing the marathon major, so really keen.
Mm.
And they got them in the starter's pen. And they're in the starter's pen for about an hour.
Yeah.
So just right by the start line, just standing there waiting to go for an hour. And it was pouring with rain.
Yeah.
Just standing in the pouring rain. All hope, all training, all ambition, just being rinsed out of them by this torrential rain.
Just reduced to a husk.
And then they went... It went, ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? And then...
I'll have a normal.
Boom! Black Americano, please.
Yeah, that's so kind of you. Thanks.
You're very kind. He did offer, by the way, because Jules subtly offered that coffee without saying anything. It just sounded like we were just commanding him.
Yeah.
And now, dear listener... Buy us coffee. Although you can buy us a coffee through the Acast supporter button.
Yeah, if you want it.
Anyway, so they're on the start line. Rain's hammering down. Belinda Carlisle kicks in.
Yeah.
And then they, boom, off the cannon, fires all little glittery bits of... And then they all just go on them. So they're just covered in these bits of glitter, and then they start running.
Yeah, that's so funny. It's been a wonderful, wonderful morning.
Oh, no, he's doing it again.
Nicholas Witchell, final day as a commentator. We run on. We run on.
Hashtag run on.
Hashtag run on. Hashtag.
With a country.
Nice that it wasn't cancelled this morning. Nice that it did continue.
Yeah, well, I think that's true of things. I absolutely understand why, A, things in general cancelled, and B, why the cancel last night of the proms. But someone said, it's a shame, really, because... The people going to last night of the proms would have had a great time, and it would have been, obviously, it would have been entirely positively in the Queen's memory.
Yeah, it's that thing of like this. I'm hopeful that the next 7-8 days that we'll lean into the celebrational angle of it.
Absolutely.
You know,
also post lockdown, people are a little bit done with not doing stuff.
Completely. Yeah, sort of. Most are, but some are like quite got into the whole. let's just get paid for not having to go in, sort of thing. There's a bit of that as well.
Well,
do you
actually,
mean?
Yeah, but you just remind me something. This is real. I mean, this is either a complete change of subject or just an incredibly selfish perspective. But I thought about lockdown this week. We're talking about working at home. And I thought, there's all these writing things that I should have written that I haven't written. Mm. And I thought, well, get writing, not because you ought to have done it or because you need to that, but because I need it.
Yes.
What did I do in lockdown? I wrote a book.
Yeah.
Did it keep me sane?
Yes, it did.
Maybe, to some extent, it did.
Well, I've realised in terms of, like, three pillars for happiness for me is just, like, having a race in the diary, having a writing project, and just telling some new jokes.
Yeah.
You know, just very, very simple. Above and beyond all the health and family stuff, those three professional things, you know.
Yeah.
Jokes to tell, story to tell, and a race to run, you know. It's just, you know.
Jokes to tell, stories to tell.
Yeah.
And a race to run.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.